the prophetic prayer partnership. I cannot express how greatly ecstatic and how grateful I am to have you as a prayer partner, a part of this prayer group. It is a joy and an honor to be able to connect with you week in and week out, but especially during these Monday night sessions. These are the sessions where we really gear toward praying, establishing an atmosphere wherever we may be while listening and tuning in, establishing an atmosphere that is conducive for prayer, whereby the power and the Spirit of God can move at free course, opening ourselves up to the movement of the Holy Spirit, offering no resistance and providing no restriction to the movement of God's Holy Spirit. I believe that as we pray, as we continue to pray, and as we continue to conjoin and congeal our faith together, we will begin to see the mighty hand of God move both corporately and for us individually. I believe God in this season more than ever before. And I tell you, I've been in this way practically all of my life. But in this season, I believe God more than ever. God has been proving himself, but more so than that, not only has God been proving himself, but it is my intentionality in getting into the Word of God as it pertains to the area of faith that is strengthening my faith in God. That's right, even we who have been in the faith every now and again need a dose of strength to that very area. Our faith is being strengthened in this hour, and it is needed. Now more than ever, we need faith. We need more faith. And so in this hour, we're teaching along the lines of faith. We are praying along the lines of faith, and we are active along the lines of faith. And I'm encouraging you to do this beyond our prayer calls. I'm encouraging you to do this beyond our gatherings. I'm encouraging you to do this beyond the teachings. I'm encouraging you to move in faith. It's going to take faith because the day that we are in is so threatening that it can really jar you. It can really shake you. It could cause your spirit to quiver. But we are declaring more faith. And the more faith we see visible is the more boldness and the more strength that we will see demonstrated by the people of God. You will not fail. You will not sink. You will not go under. You will rise to the occasion. And incidentally, I want to spend the month of November impacting and teaching you and imparting into your spirit as it relates to rising to the faith, rising to the faith, rising to the faith. There is a sense that is going to demand we come up. And when it comes down to the area of faith, there has to be a coming up, a rising to the faith. Last month, we talked about guarding the faith, but now we need to talk about rising to the faith. Why? Because many of us have missed opportunities because we have failed to rise to the occasion. I'll be transparent enough to tell you that I know that I have. I know that I have missed opportunities. I know that I have been lackadaisical in areas throughout my life because I did not make the decision to rise to the faith. Anything that you are believing God for, anything that you are trusting God to do, is going to require your participation. You have a role to play in the fulfillment of God's promise to you. You have a role to play in the fulfillment of God's word to you. Everything that you have been hearing in your spirit, everything that's been confirmed in your spirit, everything that has been said to you in your spirit, I have often taught will be tried. It will come under fire. The enemy seeks nothing more than to undo the authority of God's word in your life. In other words, to make it null and void. Anything that you hear by way of prayer, by way of the prophetic, by way of preaching or teaching, anything that you even establish by way of your own affirmations over yourself, those things are going to be tested. When they are tested, you've got to rise to the faith. You've got to rise to the faith, not cowering, not shaking, not quivering. But you must rise to the faith. You must rise to the faith. You have it within you to overcome. You have it within you to overtake. You have it within you to overpower. Let's not forget what God begins to share with David there at 1 Samuel chapter number 30. He tells him to pursue, for you will surely overtake, and without fail, you will recover all. Regardless to what you have experienced, David, regardless to what has transpired, rise to the faith. Rise to the occasion, for you will win. You will win. You will win. You will overcome. And I want you to declare that right now out of your spirit. I want you to say with me tonight, I will win. I will win. That's very intricate. That's very intricate because that is sometimes the motivation that you need to pursue. That is at many times the motivation, the prompting, the thrusting of the Lord to get you to get out of that place of complacency and out of that place of worry and out of that place that you appear to be stuck in. No, I will win. I will overcome. I will overtake. That's what God says to David. He says, I want you to get up from here. Get up from here. Get up from this place. This place that seemingly is overwhelming you. Get up from this place that seemingly is, it seems disastrous. It seems like you are in the most disastrous season of your life, but I want you to get up from there. You're going to overtake, and without fail, you're going to recover all. I want to share with you, sisters and brothers, you are not losers. You are not losers. You are not on the losing end. This will not end with your loss. There is gain in this for you. God has ordained your gain. I want you to hear that. The gain has been ordained by God. I began to share yesterday in the service of the Lord, and thank God for the wonderful time we had in our service on yesterday. I began to share with the people of God, and I want y'all to hear this. We're all going to eat. As we are looking at these imminent times, these times that seem cataclysmic and even catastrophic, seems like things are really getting worse and worse and worse in the world around us. And it seems as if those that are going to be going hungry and those that are going to be living in deprivation. But how can we live in deprivation, we who are believers, and God is our source? Scripture talks about how if he looks after the lilies and if he dresses the lilies and if he takes care and keeps his eye upon the sparrow, how much more will God not look after you? How much more will God not provide for you? And I want you to know that you're coming out of this on top. So rise to the occasion, rise to the faith, rise to the challenge. Even when things seem bigger, let's look at that infamous telling of David and Goliath. And I mean, we can look at it, and I don't care how familiar you are with the story. Let's be clear that the odds were stacked against this young man. He's inexperienced. He's not a man of war. He may have had some battles. He may have had some victories within his own field. But I want you to understand that coming into this particular spectrum, he is the underdog by far. He's in trouble as he's looking on the opposite end, and there is a champion. There is someone who stands tall in stature. There is someone who has a robust voice. There is someone who is intimidating and even manipulating the moment by casting threats against him. Here is someone who is threatening his life and is saying that he is not only going to kill him, but decapitate him and watch this feed his carcass to the beast. I want you to hear me. This is an intimidating moment, but David does not cower. He does not shake. He does not quiver. David rises to the faith. And that's what many of us are going to have to do. The machine that we are as a people up against is a massive machine. This machine is well oiled. This machine is well experienced. This machine is well backed. But I want you to know that if in this hour we rise, if in this hour we stand, if in this hour our faith remains strong, Can I reiterate to you? You're going to win. That's what you have dialed into the prophetic prayer partnership for. You have dialed in to be reassured. You have dialed in to be reaffirmed. You have dialed in for confirmation. This is not your losing season, and I want you to declare that. When you open up your wallet, I want you to declare it over your banking and over your credit and over your cash flow. This is not a losing season. This is not the season of deprivation. I command whatever area in my life is lacking to be fueled, to be refueled, to be replenished in the name of the Lord. Whatever has been depleted, whatever has been drained, may it be replenished in the name of the Lord. This is not your losing season. You're going to win. You're going to win. But you got to rise. You got to rise. If you cower, you forfeit. Are you listening to me? If you run, you forfeit. You forfeit the moment. You forfeit your victory. You forfeit your opportunity. You forfeit your path. You forfeit your promise. If you run, if you hide, if you duck, if you cower, you forfeit. But in this hour, the Lord is speaking to our ability to rise in boldness and to stand, knowing that God has given us the authority, that God has given us the victory, that God has given us power, that God has given us. I'm telling you, there is absolutely nothing that we are in need of that we don't already have. You have the skill set. You have the wherewithal. You have the connectivity. You have the charisma. You have the spontaneity. You have what it takes to move into this season. And so the Lord is saying, don't forfeit. Don't forfeit. Don't shake. Don't quiver. Don't run. Don't cower, but stand still. Stand still and stand in the faith. Rise to the faith. Rise it. Rise to it. You've talked it. You've spoken it. You've danced about it. You've shouted about it. Some of you have even sown seeds in it. Then why not rise to it? Do you not believe in the practices in which you have practiced? Many of you are tithers. You are committed and faithful tithers. You're givers. You're generous. You're kind, you're benevolent, you're considerate, you're courteous. Many of you have all of these things that are working for you, and you think that God is unjust to forget your labor of love. God says, because you have labored, because you have been benevolent, because you've been kind, because you have been giving, because you've been forgiving, because you have worked to the benefit of others, because you have intervened and interceded, I must remember you, my God, and you must win. I feel the power of God on this, man. I feel the glory of the living God on this declaration tonight. You're coming out of this a winner. I want you to receive that. I want you to embrace that. I want you to embody it. I want you to walk with confidence, not walk with worry. I don't want you to walk with worry. I don't want you to walk apprehensive. I don't want you to walk in timidity. I want you to rise to the faith. Step up to the faith that has been given to you, the faith that has been entrusted into your hands. Rise to the faith. Something big is about to happen. Something major is about to transpire. I feel the presence of the Lord on this. I want you to hear me. Receive strength tonight. The book of James, chapter number 4, verse number 7 says this: submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What does that word resist mean? It does not mean stay away from, avoid, evade. That's not what the word resist there means. No, the word resist there means stand up to. Stand up to, oppose. In other words, when the enemy comes around, seeking whom he may devour, coming in like a flood, rise. This is what God is saying. Rise up, rise up. Have you ever had to deal with a bully? Have you ever had to deal with a bully? I mean, at some point in your life, we've all had to deal with someone who tried to manipulate a moment and prey on what they believe to be our weakness. And you come to find out that the bully is actually powerless. And the only way you find out that the bully is powerless is by standing up to the bully. You got to present this resistance. You got to, I'm not taking this. I'm standing up for myself. And one of the things I found out about a bully is that once they see you're not going to take the things that they're dishing, and you're not going to just sit there and allow them to fool around with you and mess over you and manipulate you and strong arm you, then the bully will find themselves, watch this, trying to backpedal. They'll find themselves trying to cower away themselves because they really don't want confrontation. They really just wanted to intimidate. But I'm telling you, in this hour, the enemy does not have the power that you thought he had. He does not have the power that it seems you have given him. It is time for you to rise to the faith. The faith you've been talking, the faith you've been waving your hands, thanking God for, the faith you've been declaring, and all the decreeing that you've been doing, it's time to rise to it. Faith is more than words. Faith is works. Faith is more than words. It is works. It's time to rise to the faith. Present this resistance to the enemy and watch him flee. Watch him flee. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit to the faith and watch the faith become your shield, your buckler, your place of refuge. Watch the faith become your voice of strength, your voice of reason. Watch the faith rise to the faith, stand up in the faith. I want to declare that this season be the season we shock ourselves. This season be the season we surprise ourselves. I want to share with you that where every other season before this time, you probably would have run the other way. You probably would have just settled for whatever, but not this time. Somebody ought to declare under the sound of my voice. All of you are under the sound of my voice. Come on and declare it. Not this time. Not this time. Not this time. I'm not backing away. I'm not cowering away. I'm not running the other way. I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not declaring and decreeing that I quit. I'm not accepting lesser. I'm not accepting beneath. I'm not minimizing myself. Not this time. I've spent a long time doing that, a long time being secondary, a long time taking the scraps, but not this time. I'm first choice. I'm coming to the front line. My name is about to be called. I'm anointed to win. I am anointed to overcome. I am more than a conqueror. I'm rising to the faith. And whatever you got to do, even before you leave your home, even before you conduct business, even before you maneuver in things, begin to speak over yourself and fortify your own spirit and build yourself up. Build yourself up. You're not taking no for an answer. Not this time. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the consideration and the intention of God. You are God's favorite. His favor rest upon you. You are the one he has chosen for such a time as this. Rise to the occasion. Rise, sister and brother. Rise. Rise, saints of the Most High. Rise to the faith. This is not the time to let the oppressor get away with what they've been doing all of this time. This is the time to rise. Show forth the glory of God on your life. Show forth the strength of God upon your life. Rise, rise, rise. This is the word of the Lord to us tonight. Rise. This is the word of the Lord for us in November. Rise. November is the month to rise to the faith. I am not just talking faith. I am not just going to church. I don't want to just be earmarked as a believer, but my life doesn't reflect my conviction. My life has to reflect my conviction. What I am receiving has to be a reflection of what I'm confessing. If I'm saying it, I've got to go get it. I've got to go do it. I've got to go achieve it. Are you ready to pray tonight? My God, I feel the anointing tonight on this. I feel the power of God tonight on this. It's a decision, sisters and brothers. It's a decision. Come up, Come up, come up. We cannot let you stay low. We cannot let you stay low. You got to come up. There are about 100 of us connected to the call tonight between the conference line and the Zoom platform. And the word of the Lord to all of us is to rise, 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 stronger than ever. You've been too low. You've been sitting around folk talking in low-level conversations, low-level exchanges. You've been feeling depleted. You've been even feeling defeated, but we declare you're rising. You're rising. This is the season to rise. We are ready to pray with and for you tonight. We're ready to believe God with and for you tonight. I want to thank God. We've received a praise report. Hallelujah. We received a praise report. Amen. From Sister Imani. Clark, Sister Imani Clark says, I received a notice in the mail saying I had a balance over $700. It then said credits was applied and my current balance is $28. I called to verify because I was unaware that I owed the IRS. It was true, Bishop. Credits was applied. That was indeed my current balance. To God be the glory. Praise God for you, Imani Clark. And listen, that is a major testimony. And what seems like small fries to one is major to another. I want to say to you, Imani, God bless you. And I pray same grace. Same grace be upon those who are listening under the sound of my voice. May the balances change in the name of the Lord. May those balances be slashed in the name of the Lord. May those balances be brought to zero in the name of the Lord. We are also praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, Shalisa Watson, Denise Bryant Brooks, Patricia Hill, Andre Hill, Deborah Johnson, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Shanika Muniz, Lorraine Williams, Merritt and Taj Mileti Freeman, Mary Silva, Shaquana Johnson, Benjamin Payton, Belinda Williamson, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack, Martin Merced, Donna Parker, Barbara Hairston, Latoya Nugent, Tawana Spencer, Celeste Johnson, Janet Durbin, Cynthia Benjamin, Carolyn Comrie, Rosalinda Archbold, Johnny Stafford, Radonia Johnson, Diane Harge, Ruth Aileen, Derek Dominic, Nyasha Cooper, Yawana Johnson, and Wynette Smith. We are praying in the name of the Lord for each of you who have submitted your prayer request. We believe God for each of you that a new season would begin to show up in your life and manifest. And in this new season, you find yourself rising. Come now, let's pray together. Come now, let's believe God. It is time for us to trust Him. It is time for us to lean in to the hour, to the sacred space of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We praise your name. We worship you. We give you the fruit of our lips. We honor you with our heart. We lift up our truest sentiment toward you. Our hearts are lifted toward you. Our lives are lived for you. We thank you because it is through you, it is in you, it is with you that we rise. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear, this opportunity to be in your presence, this opportunity to receive in your presence. Now, Lord, as we're praying, now, Lord, as we are beseeching you, now, Lord, as we're coming before you, we are praying, God, for newfound strength for this next season, newfound strength and newfound joy. We thank you now, Father, that everything that is needed is already down within us. Stir up the boldness. Stir up the boldness within us. This boldness that is required that we can rise to every occasion and rise to the faith. Father, we don't want to waste any moment. We don't want to waste any opportunity. We don't want to waste anything that you bring before us. Father, we want to have the strength that is required to take, the strength that is required to overpower. power and to overtake. Father, we thank you now that every enemy that has risen up against us, is risen up against us. Father, you have already given us the authority to debunk the enemy. And we thank you now that there is no power in the opposition. The only power is in our faith. And in our faith, we declare and decree that all is well. In our faith, we declare and we decree, as your word has declared, as your word has decreed, that we are the head and not the tail. We are rising to the occasion. We're rising in the faith. We're rising knowing that you are God and beside you there is no other. We are not rising for self-aggrandizement, but we are rising because, God, as we rise, you get glory. As we stand forth, you get glory. You are the God of the oppressed. You are the God of the underdog. And God, I thank you that even when the odds are stacked against us, it is an opportunity for you to demonstrate your truest power in the earth. Father, thank you that you have chosen to use us as vehicles to demonstrate this power. I thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. I thank you that there is no opposition strong enough that will be able to overpower us. I thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you are doing, what you will do. You are establishing your works and you are establishing your word throughout our lives. It is in you, Father. It is with you. It is through you. Father, as you are living on the inside of us, you are stirring everything down within us, even the things we did not know were there. You're making us aware of our truest potential and your truest intention for us. Father, work the work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every place where we have had doubt, every place where we have had anxiety, every place where we have been handicapped, and every place where seemingly we have been severed, every place where seemingly we've been distracted and even separated, the distance that has been created between us and destiny, I pray now, God, that that distance, that gap be closed in the name of the Lord. I pray that you bring us closer to the mark, bring us closer to where you want us to be. We declare your goodness in the land. We declare your goodness in the earth. We declare your goodness in our homes. We declare your goodness in our bloodlines, our family units and family dynamics. Father, I thank you that as we're coming into a season, let wisdom fall upon our families. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we debunk the spirit of give up. We debunk the spirit of quit. We debunk the spirit of failure. We debunk the spirit of defeat. The spirit of defeat must now be defeated. We declare victory. We declare nonstop victory. Every time we turn around, let there be another win. Every time we turn around, let there be another triumph. Every time we turn around, let there be another victory. We thank you now for what you have established. You have established your goodness amidst us. We are not doing this because of our own doing. We're doing it because you're good. You're good. You're good. And your mercy endures forever. We thank you because your goodness is better. It is better than life itself. Thank you for being such a good God. Thank you for wrapping your loving arms around us. Thank you for comforting us and reassuring us of who we are. I thank you now, God, that the anointing is becoming greater even in the time of tribulation, even in the time of trouble, even in the time of storm. The anointing is becoming greater. This is an opportunity for us to demonstrate the power of the anointing. I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would manifest so strong in our lives. My God, even as we're sitting in meetings and even as we're commuting and even as we're doing business and even as we are conducting and even as we are in exchanges, I pray that the demonstration of the anointing of God be made manifest. Father, allow miracles to flow and signs and wonders. You promised that these things would follow believers, and we're standing upon your word. We trust everything you say. We walk without doubting. We walk without reservation. We walk knowing. We walk with confidence. We walk knowing that you're with us, knowing we are fully persuaded. Our faith is persuaded. We're rising to the occasion, even to the things we don't understand, the things we can't comprehend, the things we can't even find agreement with. But Father, if it be your will, will. Bring us right where we need to be. In the name of the Lord, order our steps. Bring us there. My God, some have had to travel the hard road. Some have had to travel the long road. But you're bringing us all the way. You're bringing us right where we need to be. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. We know that your hand is upon us. Your hand is at work. And we honor you. We honor you. We bless you. We love you. We adore you because you're at work. Father, it's not us, it's you. We turn our attention and our focus toward you. Father, we thank you even for the brokenness that we have experienced in the past, the brokenness that shifted our focus to you, the brokenness that turned our attention to you, the brokenness that realigned our affection toward you. Father, I thank you because once more and again, you are the centerpiece. You are the center of our joy. Everything that we need comes directly from you. Your favor is better than anything we could ever ask for. Father, thank you for hearing us tonight. Thank you for answering us tonight. Thank you for attending to us tonight. Not only tonight, but beyond tonight. You'll be God forever. Now, God, I pray that as we lie down tonight, when we rise in the morning, I pray that we rise to rise. Mashallah. I pray that we rise to rise, rising to faith, rising to the occasion, rising to the opportunity. I pray that no other opportunity be missed, no other door be passed up. I pray that no other moment be forfeited. I pray that your people will come and come forth like never before. I thank you now, full speed ahead, full-fledged. I thank you for the newfound determination, the zeal, the vigor. I thank you for what you are doing, how you are establishing. You have placed us strategically in the various sectors of the earth so that we can demonstrate your power and be effective in all that we do. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We give you praise tonight. And we know that whatever we lay our hands to, my God, it must take shape. It must take form. We know that wherever we put the soles of our feet, we're ready to take possession. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the keys that will exchange hands. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the weight that is being put toward names, that the statuses of these names that are on the call tonight, both Zoom and conference line, the weight is changing. We thank you now. You're raising up the underdog and we're rising to the occasion. You're raising and we're rising. You're raising and we're rising. Father, we will not resist this. We will not walk away from this. We will not cower from this, but we promise that whatever you tell us to do, wherever you tell us to go, whatever it is, Father, we're going to go full speed ahead. We're going to do what you said because we know that on the other side of it, there is a reward. On the other side of it, there is power. On the other side of it, there is confirmation. On the other side of it, there's manifestation. On the other side of it, there's demonstration. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We trust your word. We trust your way. We trust your will. We will obey in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, bring us there. Bring us there. As you raise us, we rise. As you raise us, we rise. And we will not miss. We will not miss. And we give you glory for not missing. We give you glory for the bullseye. We give you glory for hitting the target. We give you glory for the confrontation, the holy confrontation. My God, you're bringing us square center to the moment, and we promise to rise to the occasion. And we thank you for it. We thank you for the chance, and we give you glory forever in Jesus' name. Now, saints, come on now. Let's bless him for real. Let's honor him in this place. Let's bless his name wherever you may be, wherever you are located. Send up a praise. Zoom platform, conference line, send it up. Send up a praise unto the Lord. Send up a praise unto his holy name. Send up into a praise. Go up into a praise because you're rising. Go up. Now, this is for the risers. This is for those who are rising. Praise him because you're rising. Praise him because you're rising. Rising to the faith. Rising to the faith. Rising to the faith. The devil can't stand you because you keep getting back up. The devil can't stand you because you keep bouncing back. The devil can't stand you because you keep rising to the occasion. You will rise. You will rise. You will rise in the name of the Lord. God's raising and we are rising. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give him praise. Don't we praise him? My God, don't we praise him tonight? Oh, great is our God. Listen, saints of the Most High God, those of you that are listening underneath the sound of my voice, the power of the living God is ever before us, and we must thank him. But I want you to hear this. When you pray and ask God to do something special, something unique, something unforgettable in your life, you must remember that as God raises you, you must rise. See, that's your participation in the blessing. As God raises you, you must rise. Let him raise you. But when he does, you rise. Don't you cower away and don't you pass it on to someone else. Don't you walk away. You rise as he raises. Let him raise you and we will rise. I'm telling you, I believe God. I believe God stronger than ever before. You will have testimony upon testimony upon testimony. Saints of God, don't you miss what God has for you, all right? I want you to go throughout this week and listen, don't go through this week low. No, you don't go low. You rise because he's raising. He's raising you up. And as he's raising you, you're rising. Have an amazing week. Have a week in great altitudes. That's my prayer for you. Until next time, good night, everybody.